You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show is IRA butt dust, which speaks to a joke I heard many years ago, which I still tickles me, but I think it's so relevant, especially to what we're going to talk about today, is that there was a little girl sitting in church in the front row, and the pastor was speaking on the 103rd Psalm, and he was saying, "Oh Lord, you know that we are but dust." And the little girl looked up and said, "Mommy, what's butt dust?" But the real thing is, if you look and you think about it, that when God formed man, he formed him out of the dust of the earth. That's what we were told in the book of Genesis. So that concept of when Jesus was telling you the parable of the soils, that we kind of like are. And so this idea of a harvest and this idea of planting seeds becomes like a reality, not just a metaphor, like, oh my goodness, this stuff is actually, we are made of this stuff. And so, Hans, you heard something that when it comes to IRAs, this idea of harvest is really a good way to look at these and begin to understand the concept.
Well, I was out at a tax conference or a tax planning conference last week, and we were talking about the difference between a traditional IRA, where you get a tax deduction on the front end, that's what makes it attractive to people, and then you pay the taxes on the back end when you're collecting in retirement.
Right.
And that's the way IRAs have worked all along. And there was this thing 20 years ago invented called the Roth IRA, and there hasn't been that wide of an adoption on the Roth IRA. I don't have numbers here, but it's most of the money's in traditional IRAs. And what this gentleman that was speaking, he said, so if you're given a choice, if you were a farmer, would you rather be taxed when you're planting, or would you rather be taxed on the harvest? And the answer to that is obvious, and I would guess that farmers aren't really given a choice.
As long as you have good soil. because that's how Jesus was talked about. You got 100-fold, Obviously, you would want to be taxed on the one seed rather than the 100 that was the harvest.
Well, sure. And so you are given that choice with IRAs and 401ks, because if you use a traditional 401k or a traditional IRA, you're going to get a tax deduction, or you're not going to pay taxes on that money going into the fund, nor are you going to pay taxes on the growth. But you're building up a tax liability. And presumably, this is money for your retirement. And when you begin to draw it down, you're going to have to pay taxes on every nickel coming out of that thing. Most people are aware of that.
Right.
And so with the Roth, it's somewhat the opposite. I mean, it's just, so you put after-tax money. You don't get a tax deduction or no tax deduction on the seed, but that account is never taxed after that point.
Right, so, never taxed not only from its growth, but never taxed from the distribution.
Yeah, it's just there's just no taxes. There aren't minimum distributions either. There's no minimum distributions on Roth IRAs, so that if you get to be 70 and a half and you just don't want to take money out of your Roth, you don't have to.
So, but it is an IRA from the sense of, you can't start taking money out of it before you're retired?
Yeah, you can't take money out before 59 and a half.
Okay.
But after 59 and a half, it's
have at it. Really?
Yeah.
So, right now there's people obviously investing in 401ks, and they're investing, and they could be Roth 401ks as well, right?
Same sure. Book. I mean, that's the easiest place to go, because whenever I have a show on this or talking about it to a group, people are, the phone starts ringing off the hook, and people want, boy, they want to get in on this tax-free thing. But the bad news about that is if you got a hunk of money sitting there that's a traditional and you want to convert it to a Roth, you got to pay the tax now. So there's do-overs on this stuff. If you started in a traditional and you want to make it a Roth now and you do the do-over, you got to pay the tax. But the simplest way to do this is with your new contribution. So if you're participating in a 401k and it's a traditional 401k, which most are, most of them have a Roth option. And you can simply take your new contributions and contribute them to the Roth. Now, your paycheck's going to go down a little bit because you're going to have to pay taxes on that money before it goes into the Roth 401k. So you'll notice a change in the amount of that tax. But you've now got a tax-free account forever.
Right. You're essentially paying tax on the seed, but now you've planted this seed that now is going to grow not only tax-free, but as you distribute it, which really plays into the show we did a few weeks ago on Social Security, that, wow, where this really starts to give us options is once we are actually, you know, getting our Social Security, right?
Well, yeah, that's an additional thing. There's all these surprises in retirement. I mean, people that really don't plan for it, or even if they do some planning, all they've done many times is investment planning. So they think that's comprehensive planning, so they're trying to get the money invested. But now when you get to retirement and you start drawing money out of your retirement accounts, taxes come in there. And taxes can be your biggest expense in retirement if you've got everything in taxable accounts. That's the first thing. You got to pay tax on your Social Security, and that tax is calculated by the amount of other taxable income that you have. So these IRA distributions for income purposes, when you're in retirement, not only do you have to pay tax on the money coming out of the IRA, you also have to pay tax or additional tax on your Social Security because it's measured by the amount of the money coming out. If this money was coming out of a Roth IRA, it wouldn't show up anywhere. It's just not on your tax return. It's like it didn't exist.
And so here you've got access. And what you've described to me is a lot of folks, you know, they live on their Social Security and whatever distributions are not all that big a deal. But all of a sudden, something happens. You got to put a roof on the house. The kids have some kind of catastrophe. You need to put your hands on $50,000. Now we got a tax problem.
Big time. And this is a person that's using a traditional IRA, maybe what was a 401k rolled over into an IRA, or it's still at the 401k, whatever. It's a tax-qualified savings account. Not a smart place to have your savings account, because what you want to avoid with a taxable IRA, which is a traditional IRA, is big blips or taking a big hunk of money out of there all at once. So this could get back to the Roth. If you get some of your money or all of your money converted, or for you younger folks that are still accumulating, if you started to do your accumulation in a Roth, that does make a nice savings account because it just sits there. And when you want 50 grand, you could just take out 50 grand to pay for something that, and you don't have to pay tax on that.
So again, we're trying to let everybody in on the big harvest, right? 100-fold, but based on good soil and all that kind of stuff. So we have all this at cardinalguide.com. You can go to the 7 Worries tab, and one of those is IRAs, where Hans's book, A Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Retirement, sheds all kinds of lights into, you know, all the strategies for which he's describing today. But of course, you can just email Hans and ask for the book, get the book on Amazon real inexpensively. Again, it's The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. But this is part of the way that we've talked about, that to take advantage of some of the low tax rates that we've got right now in taking smaller distributions from these other IRAs and putting them into our traditional IRAs and beginning to build a Roth.
Mm-hmm. So you can do conversions. You can create these over time. You can have two accounts going at once at your 401k. It's not an either or. So if your employer has the Roth option on their 401k, and now most do, years ago it was rare, but it's just most of them have it now. They don't have to, but so you have some money, or the bulk of your money is probably right now in a traditional account. You can take your new contributions and start making them through the Roth option. So you're going to have some untainted money. I mean, you're going to have some money that doesn't have a lien on it. I mean, that's pretty nice. And it's going to accumulate. And the matching money that your employer gives you, that they're going to match this. They have to match it over on the traditional side. So it's really impossible to have all of one or the other. I mean, it's just some of your 401k is going to be traditional. Some of it's going to be Roth. And my suggestion to you, especially you younger folks, is that you would build up a balance and a sizable balance, and you would work at building up the size of that Roth so you've got a tax-free savings account for retirement.
Right. So here, apparently, and I learned something right there. So if I'm making contributions and my employer's matching it, I'm going to still end up with a traditional IRA that has minimum distributions when I'm 70 and all those kind of things that go with it, but I'll also have the Roth. So now I got all sorts of interesting options to really do QCDs and
sure,
which are qualified charitable distributions through the traditional IRA. And, you know, so have you got a client that you worked with recently where you saw this strategy coming up?
Well, yeah. Again, we have many clients doing Roth IRA conversions. And I can think of a CPA that, you know, I just find it's really cool when I've got CPAs coming to us for their tax planning. Okay, and for their financial planning.
I asked that question right before a break. Not good on a talk show host, but you know, I'm butt dust, is just saying. So we're going to be right back with more on IRA butt dust today on Finishing Well.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show is IRAs butt dust. And we just found out that your host sometimes is butt dust. And I led into a question before we got a chance to answer it before the break. But when we left our hero, you had some clients that where this has become sort of an opportunity for them to do some really cool planning.
Well, yeah. So we've got a client who came to us. He's a CPA. He really came to us for Medicare, but he noticed our CFPs on our letter, and that, you know, he came in and a fiduciary and all that stuff. CPAs really know what all that stuff is, and so we're helping him with Medicare. And then he was somewhat upset about this Irma thing because he has a high income. And
Irma meaning?
Irma is income-related monthly adjustment amount. They come up with these innocuous names for Medicare. It's a surtax for Medicare or a surcharge on people that have a high income in retirement that are on Medicare. And so he, being a CPA, knew that there were some things he could juggle around to make the situation better. And so we started doing that for him. You know, in other words, he wasn't much he could do for 2019, but he knew that paying this Medicare tax, essentially what it is, for the rest of his life didn't look very pretty to him. And so he came up on his own with Roth conversions. So then we got to decide how much traditional IRA, because he's got a boatload of money in a traditional IRA. And if we moved it all at once, we'd have this huge tax liability. So we're moving it over year by year by year by year. And then we got to figure out how much we're going to move over. So, and when you look at these tax rates are as low as they've been in generations. I mean, I remember when I first got in the business, people were paying 50-60% higher than that, 65% marginal income tax rates on high earners. And a few years before I got in the business, it was as high as 70%. And when I look at marginal rates on somebody up to $326,000 a year, it's 24%. So he started looking at this and he said, you know, it's going to make sense for me to do this over a period of years, but I want to get this traditional money all moved over to a Roth. This guy's 65 now. He just turned 65. I want to get it all moved over to a Roth so that by the time I get to 70 and a half, I don't have to take any mandated distributions. And then when I do take distributions, they're going to be tax-free.
Well, because they're coming out of the...
They're coming out of the Roth.
And again, because with the Roth, he's essentially paying tax on the seed rather than tax on the harvest.
Right. And so what he's doing with a Roth conversion is the crops are about three-fourths grown.
Right.
Because he didn't pay tax on the seed.
When originally.
He's got to pay tax on the harvest, but there's a way with a Roth conversion to just, so three-fourths grown or maybe half grown or something, he can go in and now pay tax on that higher amount, and you can spread that out over several years. So we have software to help him. He was just amazed by this stuff, and he's bought everything we've told us, and he's sent four different couples in here since then who basically do anything he tells them to do because he's the CPA. It's been pretty nice for us, and just he thinks we're geniuses, and really, all we're doing is we're just looking forward instead of looking backwards and doing a last year's tax return.
Right. And along these same lines, from what I understand, you went to a conference here last week, that it's not just IRA where you can do this strategy of paying tax on the seed and being able to, you know, take the harvest tax-free, so to speak, but you can do that with life insurance.
Yeah, with cash value life insurance, which... You know, a lot of these guys were saying, you know, you're not going to like the name of this product. And they tell you all about the product, but it's life insurance. And I think the reason you're not going to like the name is because there's so much stuff in the press of how this is a bad deal. Life insurance is a bad deal. And I will tell you this from my experience. Most wealthy people that I've had as clients or that I've known personally and known of, they own loads of life insurance. And this is why, is... It's pretty hard to write off the premium for a life insurance policy. I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it's pretty hard to do that. So they're not looked upon as tax shelters because you've got to use after-tax money. So you're paying tax on the seed. But you can access that cash value later tax-free. So there's not enough time on this show to get into all the particulars of that. But they behave in a similar way to the Roth IRA concept, where you're going to use after-tax money to fund the thing. The growth is tax-deferred, the distributions can be tax-free if they're done properly. And then if there are no distributions, the ultimate death benefit is completely tax-free. So there's all kinds of things
and options that you get. The thing that actually appeals to me personally, I'm like, well, wait a minute. I can use this concept to take and pay tax on the seed with these premiums and have both my estate from a standpoint of a death benefit, but then you could have long-term care, right, which we
the modern about. Policies build in a chronic care benefit or a long-term care benefit, and it pays a percentage of the death benefit every month that you can use for long-term care. And either one of those, either that, the long-term care benefit, or the death benefit is tax-free. And if you wanted to get at the money before any of that, just in a distribution, that could be tax-free too. So this is why a lot of wealthy people use a strategy of accumulating and loading money into a life insurance policy for their retirement. And it behaves in a similar way to a Roth IRA, tax-wise.
All right. So it's an interesting way to use good soil, essentially, between Roth IRAs, life insurance, but overall speaks to something that we talk about time and again, is it really to sit down and do this type of planning, right? You want to look at my whole picture. I can tell you because I've talked to Hans. You know, he's my guy. And he's like, well, Robbie, you know, you just can't give me a little piece of the pie. I need to see the whole enchilada. And so it really, in order to do this right, you want to look at, you know, what I'm paying for everything and insurance and my health, you know, all my costs in order to figure out where we're going.
Harvest time is exactly what we're talking about with finishing well. I mean, you're finishing your life, and it, you know, hopefully for a long time with a lot of enjoyment. And all I'm simply saying, when I'm putting a plan together, if I'm going to choose between tax-free income or taxable income, I'm going to take tax-free every time because I actually have more to spend. So, you know, I think of a couple that I know that's retired right now, and they, you know, they live on $3,500 a month. It's all Social Security. They pay no taxes on that. They got everything paid off. These are some wonderful people, and just they live very simply and inexpensively. They also have this IRA money. This is another CPA. I got a lot of CPAs as clients these days, and it just so. You know, and this fella, so we're looking at this, and if he starts pulling money out of his IRA to live on, he's going to have to pay taxes on his Social Security. So not only do you have to pay the tax on the distribution from the traditional IRA, but he's also got to pay tax then on his Social Security because it's the other income that drives it. So, I mean, we sit down and we plan all this stuff. We got to look at your whole situation and look at what your wishes are. But, you know, if you're thinking, well, I need $8,000 a month to live in retirement, if you're basing that on your work income, is if you make eight, you really only go home with $4,500 to $5,000 a month. So you're really not living off of eight. You're living off of $4,500 to five. And so that net money, if you were able to get $4,500 to $5,000 a month and it was tax-free income, you could be receiving, you know, $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year tax-free is going to be the same as $80,000 taxable. And it's even bigger than that when you throw Social Security and Medicare into the picture.
So I think we'd be remiss, since this show is on IRAs, and it is coming up to the end of the year, that some people are facing something they may not even know about called a minimum distribution. And right now they need to pull the trigger, right?
Oh, absolutely. If you haven't done your, if you're over age 70 and a half, or you turned 70 and a half this year, then you have to make a distribution by December 31st. Unless you turn this year, they give you an extra 3 months grace period. But if you take advantage of that, then you're going to have to do two next year, and that's going to drive you in a higher tax bracket. So let's just to simplify this, is you should take your minimum distribution if you're over 70 and a half this year for 2019. And I would advise you to plan out your minimum distributions for the rest of your life. That's what people don't do, is they just try to scurry around and then they figure out this year, oh, we'll just wait till December next year and then we'll figure out what that is and figure out what the tax is on it and blah, 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 blah. What I think is more prudent is let's sit down and let's get out an IRA plan for your whole life, and that might include doing a Roth conversion. It also might include starting to take advantage of QCDs, the qualified charitable distribution. And we really don't have time to get into that today, again, but we cover on it about on every show. It really is just as simple as giving money to the church or other qualified charity and doing it out of your IRA, and the money never shows up on your tax return or counts against your Social Security.
So, man, we had a lot of dust to talk about today. We ran out of time, but we want to remind you that all this information's at cardinalguide.com, right? Don't forget the guide. Just put cardinalguide and then .com, and there you're going to find the 7 Worries tab. You can download the chapter on IRAs absolutely free. Email Hans, tell him you want the book. But most of all, you know, we're just thankful that you listen. And if you're listening to the podcast, why not rate us? We appreciate that so much. And Hans, thank you. What a great show.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.